Yes, hello. Oh, it's you. Oh, well, what on earth could you be doing here? You see, my son's not home yet. I don't think he will be for at least another hour or two. Didn't he tell you? Apparently they called him into work a little bit later than usual. Well, you're very welcome to come inside if you would like to. Please, don't worry. I am a very accommodating host. I don't mind if you want to come in and wait for him. That's completely fine. In fact, I insist. Come on. Come in. Make yourself comfortable. No, I won't take no for an answer. Now you march your butt right in here, mister. And you get comfortable on the sofa. How about I bring you some snacks or maybe something to drink? We have juice and some sodas. Or, well, we've got beer and wine as well. Sorry, I forget sometimes that you boys are all grown up now, aren't you? Alright, I'll bring you a drink and something to eat. You look hungry and tired, you poor thing. And I would hate to send you away with an empty stomach. Don't worry, he should be home soon, so you shouldn't have to wait too long. I'm sorry, you've just got silly old me being boring here to keep you company. Oh, you human boys are so sweet. Well, it's true that my kind don't exactly age like yours do. I must be at least a few hundred years older than you. It's sad, really. You humans get such a short amount of time on this world. You really have to make the most of it, don't you? Grab every second that you can and take every adventurous opportunity. I must say I'm spoiled having all these years is such a luxury. And I'm able to have so many exciting experiences. I simply don't know what I'd do if I had a human lifespan. I think I would be quite out of control. But, well, luckily I've had many years to experience all manner of things. But I think that's a story for another day. And after I've had a few more glasses of wine. I'll be right back with your drink and something to eat, alright? You just stay here on the sofa and get comfy. Don't worry, I'm going to take care of you. You've got nothing to worry about. There we are. A nice, cool drink. And a sandwich. Sorry, we haven't got anything more exciting in. I would have run to the shop if I knew we were going to have visitors. And I would have dressed up more. You seem to have come upon me when I was dressed in my big baggy at home clothes. It was quite embarrassing. It is hot today, isn't it? This big baggy shirt is getting a little bit sweaty. Just a moment. I'm going to get changed into something more comfortable, okay? After all, I don't want to be a hot, sweaty mess when we have visitors. Just give me a moment. I'm going to go and get changed. I really wish that good-for-nothing son of mine would have told me that you were coming over. I could have put on something special. Just a minute. I need to get out of these hot, sweaty clothes. I was right in the middle of my workout when you rang the doorbell, so I must look like a right mess. Well, you're sweet for saying so. But don't lie. I know an older girl such as myself is probably nothing compared to the young, beautiful babes that you must get. That's better. Something a bit more appropriate. Oh, what? This old dress? Oh, it's nothing really. I've had it for a very long time. You know, every woman should have a little black dress in her closet. At least, that's what they say. Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I'm glad you can appreciate it. You know, my husband, or, well, ex-husband now, never appreciated when I got all dressed up for him. He was such a boring and bitter old man. I swear, the day that I divorced him was the day that I got my life back. He was always so strict and solemn, always trying to control what I would do or what I would wear. He would never let me wear a skimpy little black dress like this one. But, well, that was a few years ago now, and I can definitely say that I've been enjoying my freedom since then. But, well, you're probably too young to have experiences like that yet, are you? Would you say that you're particularly experienced with girls? Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think you're selling yourself short. I'm sure you're lovely. I imagine you're more than adequate when it comes to it. Even if you're not that experienced, that doesn't matter. As long as you're a good boy and you're willing to listen and learn, that's all that counts. Trust me, all the girls that I know love when a man can listen to them and do things the way that they like it. After all girls are different, and we all like and enjoy different things. If you've only been with one or two, or perhaps none, then, well, how would you know? We're all very different. We've all got very different things that we enjoy. Trust me. I'm sure you'll make some girl very happy one day. If I were 20 years younger, I would have eaten you up back in the day. Not literally, of course. I might be a monster, but I'm not cruel. Oh yes, you are a fine human specimen, and I'm sure any girl will be lucky to call you hers. Don't worry, I'm sure the right girl is out there somewhere, just waiting for you to come and whisk her off her feet. I would love to be whisked off my feet, but well, not many young, hot guys into a woman my age. And well, I imagine those that are probably find me a little bit intimidating. Really, it's a shame. I'd love to have a nice, hot, young boyfriend that I can spoil and who can look after me as well. That would be, well, the dream for an old lady like me, to have a hot piece of arm candy that I can love and cherish and treat well. Oh, but you don't need to be hearing all of this. The complaints of a poor, desperate, middle-aged lady. You really think so? You're too sweet. No, really, I mean it. If I was a lot younger, you would have definitely been my type. Oh, you're too kind, but I'm far too old for you now. Really? You're not just saying that, are you? You really like older women. I never would have guessed. Well, I'm sure we've got plenty of time until someone will come home. Perhaps you and I could have a little bit of fun together. But monster now. It can be our little secret. Would you like that? I definitely would. It's been a very, very long time since I've gotten the action. Don't worry, just let me sit here beside you on the sofa. That's it. Are you sure you want to do this? Alright. I can tell. journal back, or it could be caught any minute now. Remember, we were going to keep this our little secret. You can come at me, man. I'll swallow all of it. You taste so good after all.